Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. New measures were announced yesterday by the Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, with the aim of fighting the fifth wave of the coronavirus epidemic. Mask wearing becomes compulsory again in all enclosed places, even for those with the sanitary pass. The booster dose for all adults will start tomorrow. As a result of these announcements, online platforms for making vaccine appointments were taken by storm. After the minister's announcement, more than a million appointments were made yesterday on Doctolib, which is another record. The health pass without a third dose of vaccines will lose its validity on December 15th for people aged 65 and over. The closure of flights between Morocco and France has finally been postponed to Sunday. As a reminder, the decision was taken by the African country to preserve the achievements in terms of management of the COVID-19 pandemic. France is therefore added to countries such as Germany and the Netherlands. Former Minister of the Ecological Transition of France, Nicolas Hulot, has been accused of sexual assault. Three women testified on the Special Envoy Programme broadcast last night. Two of these women, Sylvia and Cecile, spoke with their faces uncovered. The third, anonymous, is said to be a former collaborator. The events allegedly took place between 1989 and 2001. Nicolas Hulot formally denied these accusations on Wednesday. Tensions between Paris and London on fishing licenses. French fishermen are mobilising today to demand the rapid granting of work authorisations in British waters. The French National Fisheries Committee calls for the blocking of the ports of Saint-Malo, Calais and the Channel Tunnel. You've been listening to The Morning News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.